kind of a rerun of 2008 when some of the same plaintiffs filed a lawsuit against the faction that that the members of, you know, have voted into control really for the last 4 years. It is an attempt to sidetrack or derail the merger attempt that the union has been working on now for, I guess, 18 months and lots of reports and studies and committees and so forth. And they're charging that there wasn't enough due diligence despite all that effort, and that the pension and health plans would suffer if the unions merge. It's a bit of a climb because the pension and health plans don't actually merge if the unions do. It becomes up to the independent boards of trustees of those plans to make the decision. And that's really the question mark in the lawsuit. But they are pressing their case. It seems to be a minority faction of the union that feels this way. But, of course, no one's conducted any real Gallup polls.
Well, what does SAG have to say about it? Are they responding?
SAG is responding. They say that the suit is not only without merit but completely preposterous, was their quote, and that it was an attempt to derail the members' right to the membership's right to actually vote on the issue.
Jonathan, any idea when this issue might be decided?
Well, not quickly, actually. Interestingly, they're not seeking to block the mailing of the ballots, which do go out Monday and are due back at the end of March. So sometime in that time frame, they're going to actually move into court, the plaintiffs, and seek to preemptively void the results. That might take the form of asking the judge to simply have the ballots shredded when they're returned or not counted or who knows what exactly. But that's the time frame. They got knocked out of court pretty quickly when they filed suit 3 years ago, and they may not be wanting to get knocked out of the box that quickly this time. Who knows?